absolutely brilliant to be here with you all this morning. I was really excited to be in St. Mary's this morning. I've heard lots and lots of incredible things about St. Mary's, so it's just brilliant to be here. I was very, very excited. I'm really aware it's my first time in St. Mary's, and so I just thought I'd share a little bit about me to begin with. And really, as we share this morning, we're going to be sharing what God is doing in our schools in East Belfast. And whenever I say East Belfast, I want you to know I mean the greater East Belfast area, which means Dundonald. And so today, I hope that you're encouraged, I hope you're inspired, but I also hope you're challenged, as we're going to look a little bit at those words as well in Romans this morning. So a little bit about me. I am from Bangor. I grew up in Bangor. I live there at the minute. A lot of my family live in Bangor, and they're thrilled that I have returned back home. I became a Christian whenever I was 14 years old. I grew up in a Christian family, but safe to say I was a little bit rebellious. And probably I really didn't commit my life to Jesus until I was 14 years old. I always say that in our family, we are really the fruit of my grandfather's prayers. As my grandfather got up every morning, a believer in Jesus, and he prayed every morning at 6 a.m. for his unborn grandchildren even to know Jesus. And it's just amazing as we all love and we follow Jesus, but it also shows me and has continued to reveal to me the power of prayer as well. I went to school in East Belfast in Strathearn, so it's lovely to see David Manning this morning. I feel like, again, I'm a bit back at school. But I was probably the quietest girl you will ever meet in school, to be honest. And I've changed a lot since then. I went over to Scotland to study theology in St. Andrews, and then I returned back home to Lisburn to work for an organization, a youth discipleship organization called Exodus, which is passionate about young people knowing Jesus but also growing in a relationship with him. And then 2 years ago, God just did something a bit mental, and as he does, and he was just calling me, he was calling me to take another step of risk. And really, so to be honest, I handed in my notice in the January time, not really knowing what was coming next. And then in May time, God was just calling me to apply for a maternity post in East Antrim for SU. And I was, as I was driving towards the Larne direction, I was like, Lord, what are you doing? This is crazy. And actually, whenever I got the job, I loved schools work. I fell in love with the opportunity that we have in an area to share who God is. And so the last year then, the East Belfast post became available, but also in and around that time, before that, God really called me to move back to Bangor. And so it's just amazing how God pieces everything together. But really, with all of this information about my life, the most important thing to know is that I absolutely love Jesus, and I'm really passionate about anybody getting to know him and growing in a deeper relationship with him. So this morning, I hope that you're encouraged by what I share. And this morning as well, I've also brought one of my amazing interns, Amy. If we flick over, brilliant, you're way on it. The next slide. Amy is one of two of my interns. You'll see there's a guy in that picture. His name's Jack. Jack's just out of school. He's unable to be here with us this morning. But Amy is just graduated in geography from Queen's University, but she's been with us now. They've both been with us for 5 months. So as I've started, they've really started with me. And so they're with me 3 days a week, really helping me lead in this ministry as we step into our schools to share God's good news. So Amy's actually going to be sharing a little bit as well. I thought it'd be good to have her up and also to stop you hearing from the same voice over and over again. I thought I would just start by sharing that passage again from Romans 10. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's his promise to us. How then can they call on the one whom they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. I have no children of my own, but I have 6 very crazy nieces and nephews. And as they kind of get older and they start growing up, I'm not really enjoying it because it means that I'm getting older in turn, but they're starting to go to school. And I'm starting to see a lot of the challenges that they're facing, not only in their school environment, but really across their generation. And as I start to step into schools in the past few years, I realize that we no longer live in a time when we can just assume that our children and our young people, are hearing the good news of Jesus. As I go into classes and I ask them, so what do you know about Jesus? Tell me anything that you know. Sometimes you get a few that know some of their stories, but actually sometimes you hear about Jesus who built a really big boat. I'm like, oh, that's Noah, but great, you're close. But sometimes you really, and more often than not, you hear a bit of a silence, as children no longer really know actually some of these amazing things that Jesus did. And that's not to discourage you this morning, but it's actually to encourage you that there is such an opportunity in our area, even here locally in Dundonald, for us to step in and to share the truth and the life of Jesus. I go into schools and I see children and young people more hungry than ever for the life and the unchanging truth when everything else is changing around them so fast, but for the unchanging truth that God's word brings. E3 East Belfast is a bit of a mouthful, but it's a project that is community-owned. It's run through SU, and it's been running for nearly now 20 years, and God has been so, so good. The heart and the mission has remained the same. We want our children and our young people, we want to see every pupil, primary, post-primary, and special schools, hearing and knowing God's good news. Not just as like a token gesture, but because we believe that when we open God's word, he does something amazing with it. In this E3 area alone, there are 45 schools, so that includes Dundonald. With a huge smile, I just say that we are actually in 31 of them in total. But as God reminds me, as he continues to open doors in our schools that maybe haven't been open before, he reminds me that there's still so much more that he wants to do. There's still so much more to come. And in particular, in the area of Dundonald, and we'll be sharing a little bit more about Dundonald High, but there's so much more that God wants to do here in Dundonald as well. E3 can seem a little bit of a mouthful, like I said, so it breaks down quite simply to the three E's. And so the first E is that we want to engage our children and our young people in God's good news, and we do that through assemblies, through our e-lessons, and through SU groups. And so Amy, I'm going to ask Amy to come and to share, because Amy's been a big part of this work, so I just thought she could share a few stories this morning to encourage you.
Anyone who hasn't spotted the flowery dungarees or anything this morning, I stand out a little. But it's been really amazing to come and chat to a few of you so far today. In term one, we were really grateful to get into the schools in our area. I grew up in Dundonald, just up behind the hospital, so it's been really amazing to get into all the schools that I have driven past, walked past, and everything in between. Because we were all a little bit new to the role, we did a lot of assemblies in term one, which was really amazing. We got to go in, introduce ourselves in a fun and creative way, and we got to get to know a little bit more about the kids in the area as well. One of my favourites that I got to help lead in was with Victoria Park Primary, and we were telling them about Samuel and Eli in a very fun drama that the kids really, really loved. And we were able to tell them all about Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you. And I have never seen kids get so competitive trying to say that verse as loud as they could, and it was such a blessing to see. We also get to do our e-lessons, as Sarah mentioned. We did some in Dundella Infants, one of my old skills. So it was amazing, because RE is still part of the core curriculum in Northern Ireland. So it's really great that schools allow us to come in. It's so good that teachers hand over the reins for an hour and let us take control of that lesson a little. We got to teach them all about creation in in Dundella, and it was amazing to see the questions that were asked and the stories that were told. We heard many life stories from the little seven-year-olds, and it was just so good to see. We got them to be creative themselves, and we got to count through all the days of creation together. They were even able to write really nice things about each other. We got them to draw around their hand, and they all wrote little nice things about their teacher and about each other, which was such a blessing to see. But I'll hand back over to Sarah.
Great. It was so encouraging as we went across our schools in East Belfast, and we just started sharing this truth, like Amy said, of call to me and I will answer you. It's amazing as you say to people, you know, my most favourite person to talk to is somebody that I talk to, and I love talking to them because I can talk to them anytime, anywhere, about anything. And I'm like, who do you think I'm talking about? And they say, your mum or you, you know, and you just get to wow them with the truth of actually I'm talking about God. He's my most favourite person to talk to. And so we're really excited as we continue to go into schools to share. Thirdly, we engage through SU groups. And so when we started in East Belfast, people told me, do you know that East Belfast has the highest proportion of SU groups in comparison to every other E3 area in Northern Ireland, which is amazing. And as we've gone around SU groups and we've visited them, we've really just seen such a richness in what God's doing. But there could be such a temptation as well just to stop there. And really, God has been doing just some incredible things. And so in this term two alone, we are seeing two new SU groups in across East Belfast. And I want to encourage you this morning with this, because I want to encourage you with how God works when we take these kind of small steps of obedience, just what he can do. And so the first SU group that has been set up in term two is Rosetta Primary School. I spoke at a local church much like this, and a teacher came up to me at the end and she said, Sarah, I am so challenged. I feel God's put it on my heart to start an SU group in Rosetta Primary School. And I spoke to her and she just sounded a wee bit nervous about the whole thing. She said, I really feel like he's calling me to step out. And it's been a joy to journey with her, but it's been absolutely amazing to see. She said to me in December, she said, you know, if we have 5 pupils in this SU group, it's going to be such a win. And she emailed me on Friday to say, we have 26 pupils for our very first SU group, all signed up. So we're really excited with what God is doing. And it just shows me when we take these kind of small but obedient steps forward, just what he can do with them. And second of all, with Mitchell House Special School, we're seeing there's not very often an SU group in special schools. And again, people have been praying faithfully for 10 years for an SU group in Mitchell House Special School. And it's just exactly just the right timing, and God is just placing things together. One week I was doing a school's tour of Mitchell House Special School, and the next I was sitting with the principal talking about starting up an SU group. We're really excited to see where this goes, but we're really excited with the church partnership that's come with that. 4 churches are coming together to see that program happening and running in that school, and it simply wouldn't be possible without them. And so it's amazing for us to go into SU groups to share a little bit about who we are, but also really what I love is kind of building relationship with pupils. And so we often go in for about a 3-week period to try and build a bit of relationship, understand the school, get to know the teachers, see the need, but also then to encourage the local church to get involved. So I'm just going to let Amy share one more time then. We were in Dundonald Primary School taking an SU group, so something a wee bit more local.
And so Jack and I, as interns, had never seen a primary school do SU. It was just one of those things when I was in school. It didn't really happen that much. So we were a bit nervous and a wee bit wary going in and thinking how it would all work. But we had an amazing time at Dundonald Primary. We looked at the programme Shepherd to King, and we got to explore David's story together. It was just great to catch up with the pupils every week. One of them gained a new sister in the time we had been there, telling us all about that, and we got to hear every little bit of their week, and we also got to grow really close with the teachers as well. It was really great to catch up with them every week. Jack and I can't wait to use everything that we did learn in Dundonald. They were such a lovely school to kind of ease us in and help us out, especially we had to lead it on our own the last week, which was a wee bit daunting because I'm a very organised person and it was a bit more short notice. So definitely the teachers were amazing at kind of taking care of us and organising the kids as well. But we're going to be taking everything we've learned and putting it into practice in Brooklands, a school I can't wait to get into. Always up on the hill, not fun to drive up in icy weather or anything like that. But we're going to be looking at a different programme. We're going to be looking at a Shine for Kids programme. And in that, we are going to become truth-seeking detectives. We are going to discover all these clues and we're going to use them to really discover with the kids who Jesus is, what he did and why he died on the cross. And then at the end, as a bit of more of like an outreach thing, we get the kids to invite their friends and we have a bit more of a party on the last week, and I can't wait just to get in. There's 5 kids at the minute, but we would just love prayer that more will come, and especially with the outreach that they will say to a friend, and that we can all grow together and get to know each other really well. But I'm really, really excited for this, so prayer for that would just be amazing. But thank you for listening to me.
Yeah, it's really encouraging what God's doing across Dundonald in general. And in our post-primary SU groups, really at the beginning, I thought, oh, I'll just go visit some of these SU groups, see what God's doing. And he massively highlighted Dundonald to us. Dundonald High SU group has been running for about 10 years. Dundonald High, I think, as if you've been in Dundonald for a while, you'll know it's been on a journey. And actually, we were at their prize giving there a few months ago, and it was just amazing to celebrate with the school. Like, they're nearly oversubscribed, which is amazing. But there are some incredible teachers there. We were praying this morning for the vice principal, for Ruth, who just loves Jesus. And she's so passionate about her pupils knowing Jesus better. There's been a bit of a new, fresh wave of different youth workers coming in to take the SU group in Dundonald High. There's a real sense of kind of really, amongst us all, of unity. It really brings me to Psalm 133, where it says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." And simply, Dundonald High SU wouldn't run without the local church, and without the church coming together. And actually, what I love is this meeting here was our first meeting to plan for the year ahead. And there's such a sense of togetherness, of kind of putting aside like any kind of differences, but actually coming together with the same heart and mission to see these young people know Jesus. And so we would continue to appreciate your prayers. I'm going to talk about ways which you can actually get involved in this as well. God's really been helping us to kind of strip back a little bit of the SU and really come back to the place of really asking the school, what's the actual need in the school? What's the need of the pupils? What are the backgrounds that they're coming with? And really understanding that a lot of these pupils, as I see it as well, they're coming from very difficult backgrounds at times. They're coming from places that I just could, it's hard to even understand. But actually, what we're really praying for is just that kind of going in, building relationship with the pupils, really meeting them on a level that they can understand, that we just have these moments of truth and vulnerability with them, and as we build that, to share these real foundational truths of who Jesus is. The pupils that are going to the SU group, actually loads of them don't know Jesus at all. They have no idea, and so for me, it's just an incredible, again, an opportunity to go in and to share who he is. We can come in with all of our assumptions of what we should be doing or where they should be at, but in reality, actually, there is so much for us to be doing. And secondly, we want to equip, the second E is for equipping our Christian teachers and our Christian pupils. And so as a child of 2 primary school teachers, I just know the impact that a teacher can make on a pupil's life. Pupils are spending 5 days a week with teachers day in, day out. And actually, I still get people stopping me on the street, actually in Bangor, saying, "I hope that you know what an impact your mum or your dad made on my life." And it's not really in what they did, but how they did it. As I walked into primary school, I was super keen. It was my first month in East Belfast, and I ran into Euston Street a little bit early. They said, "Sarah, go sit at the back of the classroom, sure, and just get a wee feel of the school." And as I watched the teacher, I just knew that this man loved Jesus, and I knew that he loved Jesus in the way that he listened to his pupils. I knew that he loved Jesus even in how he disciplined them, but in how he just cared for them, and you could just see it. Our teachers in Dundonald and in East Belfast across care for our pupils. They want them, they're fighting for them, the best and the most, to know Jesus. I have seen teachers simply punching the air after a school assembly because the principals decide to pray that morning and they knew that their pupils in turn will have had an opportunity to pray. I've seen them in December time when everything's mental and crazy. I've seen them give their all on a Thursday afternoon to an SU group to sit with the pupils to get down on their level. And so we want to, as a church, we want to champion, we want to, and in SU, we want to really walk with them the best and the most that we can. We brought together, there are, as I said, there are the highest proportion of SU groups in East Belfast. And so we wanted to bring together, we brought together about 10 schools represented of primary school teachers. And we bring them together once a term, really to encourage one another, to pray for one another, to build each other up, and a chance for us to resource them as well, to equip them well for the terms ahead. So we call this a cluster. There's a picture of it there. We pretty informal. We were sitting in Starbucks, but it was just an incredible time together. And it's amazing just to see in the WhatsApp group that we have just the celebrations and the prayer points coming in as we really come together under one banner of seeing our children and young people know Jesus better. We also have a privilege of equipping our Christian pupils. And in grammar skills, really, pupils are the ones that are really leading up a lot of the SU groups, whether their own SU group or the junior SU group. And so, safe to say, we have some incredible pupils across this area who are so passionate about knowing Jesus, but about their friends knowing Jesus as well. It's just been a real privilege to kind of walk with them and also to kind of listen to them in terms of what they need. You know, we were in Strathearn and we were in Ashfield, and there's a need for a bit more small group resources. So we created a small group resource for them to engage in the Book of Acts. But whether it's going in to speak or really to champion our pupils, you know, and I would encourage you as a church to champion your young people as they grow with Jesus. Around January time, you know, in September, you just have these dreams of what God's going to do. And in January time, it can be hard because you're like, oh, it hasn't really looked the way that I thought it would. But it's such an opportunity for us to speak in as a church and to say we're behind you 110%. Keep dreaming big for what God can do. I'm praying with you. And finally, the 30 is for Empower. And so with 45 schools in this area, loads of people say to me, that's not even possible, Sarah, to go into 45. Are you aware of this? But the only way that it's possible is if the church is with us in this. There are so many times and so many things that simply wouldn't happen in our schools unless the church is with us. And I want us to bring us back then to Romans 10. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one whom they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. As we look at our 45 schools in East Belfast, it's going to take a whole church with us. And this is the calling that God puts on each and every one of us in the church. And I'm so aware it's not the big, long steps, but it's actually going to be these small, but really courageous and obedient steps forward that's really going to see things changing in our schools. I'm a huge, something else to know about me is that I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan. Whenever I was 12, we did something mental, which was a Lord of the Rings marathon. Many people thought we were crazy. But actually, my friend recently, she said to me, Sarah, let's do it again. Let's watch all three Lord of the Rings. We got to the third movie. And for anyone who hasn't seen it, I'm going to show a wee clip in a wee minute of it. But as we got to this scene, all I could think about was our schools in East Belfast, to be honest. I love Lord of the Rings because there are so many different characters in Lord of the Rings. There's Gandalf, who's just this really strong character. He's very tall. You would expect him to be doing something amazing at any turn or given point. Then there's like really, really small people in Lord of the Rings called hobbits. They're very normal. And you wouldn't really expect them to do anything significant. But what I love in Lord of the Rings is actually they're the ones that kind of seem to do the most significant things. And it's not always the big steps. It's actually in these small steps of courage and obedience. And so there's this amazing scene where the city is in trouble. And so there's a real need to light a beacon for help. And so one of the hobbits climbs up a small yet courageous and obedient step and literally just pours oil over this beacon and lights it up. What I love, it was just such an image to me of us, the church, in our normal and everyday lives, taking these small steps and obedient steps courageously forward and just trusting the Lord that he's going to do something amazing with it, trusting him. And what if St. Mary's, I love the little church, I think it's brilliant, but what if, you know, you just started to see your relationships with your local school, one local school, being built? What would the fruit of that bring to an entire area? So I just want you to watch the clip really quickly. Thanks. Brilliant. This is the promise that God makes. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. In our small and courageous steps, we need to just trust that God will use those and do something amazing with it. If we step and we actually start to share with a local school and we start to build relationship with them, we have no idea what God will do, not only in that school, but in the area of East Belfast. So I want to encourage you as a church to take these small but courageous steps to build relationships with our children and our young people. There are three ways in which I might suggest that you do this morning, that you could do this morning. The first way, if we go back to the last slide there, is to pray. It was amazing just to sit and to pray for our local schools in the boiler room this morning. It was in the creche this morning. It was just really special. There are so many meetings that I go to. There are so many SU groups that I go to. And I just know that the prayers of those have gone before me, because actually God has just answered every prayer that we have had in a group in a way that he shouldn't have, do you know? It's just been amazing to see just the truth of Jeremiah 33, verse 3, of call to me and I will answer you. That's a promise that God makes us. And so I would just ask you as a church to pray for our schools, to pray for our children and our young people. You can do that in lots of different ways. By continuing to pray on a Sunday morning for your local schools, or by signing up for our prayer, the email that I send out once a month, just giving you an update of what God is doing in our SU groups. And maybe of some even like teachers to pray for, some events that are coming up. And I just want to encourage you. I know that we live in kind of a digital age, but actually where we get a lot of emails through. But I just want to encourage you, like, they're not just names on a bit of paper, actually, that God is really working and moving in these schools. So I would just love, if you want to do that, you can sign up just as you go out. There's a sign up to sign up for the email as well. The second way is to partner financially. Either with the E3 East Belfast Schools Project or with your local school and asking them actually what are the needs. Brooklands Primary School is really needing some help. Dundonald High is kind of crying out for some help as well. And with their SU, as we arrive, it would be great to be able to give the pupils even donuts 1 week would be class. But we need actually the funding of the local church to do that. E3 SU East Belfast isn't funded by SU. It's funded by the local church and by generous givers. Something that I would love as we go ahead is a set of classroom Bibles to take with me as we go into schools. At the minute, I'm handing them a Mark's Gospel that is basically this size. And I would just love, last year I was able to in East Antrim bring in a suitcase, didn't care how rare it looked, brought in a suitcase into a classroom and allowed pupils to kind of read through to see the bigger picture of the whole story of what God was really doing. It was just so powerful. It was powerful to show them the Old Testament, the New Testament, how to read the Bible. They don't really know chapters and verses, to teach them a bit of that. But it was so encouraging to see at the end pupils just continuing to read on and going, oh, I want to hear what happens next, you know. But you just know that you're equipping them. So I would love to be able to provide a set of classroom Bibles to take with us as we go into. We're going into four different schools in the next month alone. And finally, the third way is to volunteer or to get involved in your own local church as well. Many people come up to me and they say, Sarah, I'm a full-time worker, and I totally understand that. Or they say, you know, I'm not an upfront person. I don't think I am the right person for this. And I just want to encourage you that if you have a heartbeat this morning, that you actually have a place in partnering with your local schools, with your children and your young people. It could be something as simple as helping out with Brooklands Primary School to encourage the teacher, even just to go along to help with juice and biscuits, to sit with the children, or to encourage Rebecca Ashby, who's leading that up. It might be, even if you're working full-time, of just committing to know, what if you knew all the teachers' names in Brooklands Primary School, and what if you committed to pray for them on a monthly or even yearly basis? What difference would that not only make to them, but also, I know that when I pray for people, I'm way more likely to kind of want to know what's going on, want to hear what's happening, and want to encourage them in turn. What if you knew in Dundonald High, kind of the highs and lows of the school life? We went into Ruth Jardine, and I just asked her, I said, Ruth, tell me, what's the school calendar look like? When's your carol service? Because we want to be there. When's your prize giving? We want to be there. But also, when are times, do you have a school inspection coming up? When is it really busy in school exams? Because we want to support you the best and the most that we can. But what if, as a church, you knew some of those dates and committed to just going in or sending a card? I've arrived at a primary school at the break of dawn before I had to go to another school for an assembly, but just with a box of chocolates and a card, and a teacher's just been crying at the front of the school with me because she just couldn't believe that first of all I remembered, but also I just wanted to encourage her at a really difficult time. We're praying for you, and actually we're behind you. I've heard teachers in a group that are really struggling and really audibly sigh as I said, the church is for you, you know, and the church is behind you. As they're just so relieved to know that people are with them. And finally asking the school, actually, what are the main needs? What are the main needs in your area? Because the promise of God in Romans 10 is actually that everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they go unless how can they know unless somebody tells them? And as I go into Dundonald High, I just know there's like hundreds of children and young people that really don't know Jesus. And so we really need your prayer, and we really need you to just kind of to step in as well, to get to know maybe some of the pupils, to get to know some of the teachers, and to show them a little bit of the life of Jesus. As we continue to dream big for 2020, I hope that you are encouraged. I hope that you are inspired by what God is doing. He's such a good God, but he's calling us as a church to take small but obedient and courageous steps forward. Let me just pray to finish. Just pray for our local schools. God, I just thank you. I thank you for this morning, God. I thank you for your word. I thank you that you tell us. It's the call that you put in all of our hearts, God, as we love and we know you. In whatever way that we can, God, this morning, whether we're praying, whether we're stepping in, God, the skills. Father, I just pray, Lord, that we would just see in Dundonald. Father, I pray that we would just see a movement of your Holy Spirit, a movement of the sharing of your word, God. I pray for our teachers to know the closeness and the nearness of you, Father. But I pray for these pupils to really know who you are. Father, I pray for each and every one of us. God, I pray that we'd be encouraged as we leave here today. God, I pray that you would provide opportunities for us to share who you are, because we know that when we open your word, you do something amazing. You move in ways that we maybe never have seen or experienced before, God. Thank you that you're a God who requires you require us to step out and take these small steps, Father. I pray for each and every one of us to do that this morning, God. But thank you that you're good. Thank you that you're faithful. And thank you that you love each and every one of us as we are this morning. Amen. Thank you so much.